Have you on the show.
Thanks very much, Ken.
Give us a sense of how you came upon this idea, because it's pretty unique.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I'd sat here at the Coliseum a lot of days trying to take one baseball game and put it into a form that readers could pore over the next morning in the Chronicle, and you run into so many limitations, and I figured, you know, there's so much to see in a baseball game that we all spend, you know, our work lives looking at. Why not sort of just take it all and put it layer after layer into book form? And, you know, especially with the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, like, you know, some rivals we have here in California as well, there's so much history there, and there's so many different aspects to explore that it gives it a nice historical perspective. And then it just so happened that you had the sense that with the new Red Sox ownership group coming in, John Henry, Larry Lucchino, and then they hired young Theo Epstein, that there was change, there was something going on. So in the same way that Michael Lewis had done an extraordinary job of capturing Billy Beane and the Oakland A's, and really presenting it to a wide reading public, I was trying to look inside the organization to capture some of these personalities.
And then we get the reactions of those personalities through this entire day at Fenway Park. And how did you pull this off? How many did you hire people to
kind
of trail these guys through the whole day?
Yeah, I mean, for example, there's no way of knowing if Young Kim would even pitch in the game. And yet I went to considerable effort to line up a reporter in South Korea, someone who spoke English and Korean, of course. And he was going to be with Young Kim's parents, but BK waved me off on that one. But so instead, they were with his high school coach, sitting there watching at 6 in the morning or whatever, South Korea time. And, you know, who knows? It could have been for naught. But in the end, BK gave up the bomb in the ninth at the side of the game.
I don't know how you did it, but you had somebody in Matsui's bedroom. How did you do that?
Well, it's fascinating. The Japanese have a different style of journalism, and they're not at all bashful about getting close to players. So there's a guy named Gaku Tashiro, who is the first Japanese to have a BBWAA card. He's a member of the Baseball Writers Association. And his job is to follow him around. And he eats at least one meal with him every day, talks to him at length. So his job for me that day was to take every detail down of that day he could, including the pillow that he had with him that he brings on the road, his slippers, every last detail of his day.
Steve Kepman is joining us. The book is A One Day at Fenway. It's a fabulous read if you're a baseball fan. Now here tonight, A's and Red Sox. A lot of energy in the ballpark tonight. I think the fans will be energized, of course, tonight. They would be normally, but Derek Lowe is pitching for Boston. We all know the story of his reaction after he got the final out of Game 5 last year. Can you give us some insight into Derek Lowe's personality?
Well, from being around the team, he's just such an emotional guy. And the addition of the improved infield defense obviously helps the Red Sox a lot and helps his psyche. But I still think it's great for A's fans to remember what I explore in my book, which is one event can turn the tide. So last night, the call turned the tide. Tonight, you could see them getting to him, and then everything changes.
Great to have you on the show, Steve.
Thanks very much, Ken.
One Day at Fenway, Steve Kepman. Ray has the warm-up right after this.